Ew!
Can I poke someone on Facebook? People can poke their friends on Facebook. When you poke someone, they'll get a notification.
Do you still use the poke? Do you still poke someone?
It's a fucking joke. Just to poke. See? There's all the pokes. Do you still poke? It's there. See? You can poke me anytime you want. You can poke me anytime you need. Poke me, oh poke me, poke me, poke me. Only on Facebook, poke me. Poke me on Facebook, poke me. Poking Facebook. It's a poking Facebook. Poke me on Facebook, and I'll poke you back.
Merry Christmas. Oh, sorry.
Zelda Mega
Man. You know, this thing on your glasses moves, you know.
Yes, I know.
You know, when it just falls down ever so slight, it looks like there's a bug crawling on your glasses coming down. So I thought you had an ant coming down here. Because it's slowly, it's this little, like, slider on his glasses for, I don't know what. Are you supposed to put, like, a chain around it, like an old librarian?
No, they were supposed to stay attached.
Oh, it's at the back.
And it's Burberry. Oh, yeah, Burberry. Yeah, they're supposed to be high-end.
Oh.
Yeah, great job. Great job. The expensive fucking frames.
Well, they make you repeat yourself saying their name.
Burberry. 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 There you go. Why not?
I'd have to hold them more like they did in the 50s.
Yeah. Proper. Proper no slouch. That's all Lindsey Buckingham, he never uses a pick.
I am gonna be says this that
Lindsey
wild.
Said, yeah.
Yeah, that would be so hard to do. Do they use his finger or does he use the nail?
I have two of my songs I play. A couple of ours I've done too. It's your finger, it's how you pluck it. It's good, keep the arthritis at bay, you know. Practicing it.
walking down the street.
Okay, see, I don't have long fingers. That's my problem. I don't got long fingers, but this feels more natural to me.
Play it backwards.
Yeah. Like seals.
Challenge yourself.
This is your first lesson at the School of Velocity Music.
He's just having us figure out. He's been in the bathroom that's ever since the class started. He said he'd be back.
He just said to finger the strings.
So he's pooping and jerking then pooping again, and then he might be out. We paid how much for this class?
$3,000 for a month.
And he's in the bathroom? Where's all our snacks? He took our lunches.
He's in the bathroom eating it all while he's pooping.
Jerk him. Use this one for masturbation.
Cowboys masturbating under the stars tonight. He's jerking it next to the campfire light. His old lady's still back home watching all of the farm and people that she's gotta help while he's out there jerking by the campfire light.
Jerking by the campfire light. Let the stars shine bright. He's jerking by the campfire tonight.
And he'll poop on you with your mind disguised as lunacy.
And are you a bit curious about why there was a lizard in this woman's bra?
Why was there a lizard in this woman's bra?
Nobody knows. So she is, she survived. She was arrested for drunk driving.
Survived?
She knocked over six mailboxes. And flattened all four of her tires and went spinning off into some trees. And
I thought you were about to say went spinning off into space.
No, she wasn't that high. But when they pulled her over, when they got her out of the car, they noticed something twitching like on her chest, and they reached in and they found it's called a bearded dragon lizard.
Yes, I know what a bearded dragon is.
They gave it over to animal shelter, but they took a picture of it. And a woman's bra right next to her bosom.
Bosom. Breastuses? Got the breastuses?
She had a lizard on her boobs.
Lizard tits. Look at the lizard tits. She's got lizard tits.
That's her moniker Lizzie now. Tits. Lizard tits.
Lizzie tits. Her name is Lizzie Tits.
I did not get her name, so we'll call her Lizzie.
Lizzie Tits.
Elizabeth!
Elizabeth Titsky. Lizzie Tits.
Lizzie Tits got pulled over with a dragon in her bros' edge.
She was riding the dragon, down through the sky!
And up and above and through and through. Would you ever take a ride on a dragon if the dragon didn't smell too bad? Like, yeah. Would you go into the sky on a dragon if all you had to do was hold on to his hair and you had nothing else to hold on to? Like no saddle or thing to strap you in.
Yeah.
Do it?
Yeah.
But you won't fly on a plane?
Well, because I know if the dragon isn't going to have, like, you know, mechanical failure.
But he could just twist and you fall off.
Well, if he's nice enough to let me ride him, I'm sure he'll grab me if I fall. Ha! I'll grab you with my mouth! Human!
Like a horse.
Fold you, human!
Giant flying horse.
A giant flying horse!
I guess if he could talk, maybe that would rationalize your perspective. If he was just an animal, though, I wouldn't say so well. You can't usually ride dragons, but I guess you can train them. That's the whole joke.
I train a dragon to eat some porridge. I could control a troll to ride a bus. Remember that song?
No, not at all, but I do remember eating pudding while watching Fraggle Rock with you.
Pudding, 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 pudding.
Pop goes to pudding inside of Dr. Antonio Noodling.
I go pudding bagging. One of my favorite pastimes is pudding bagging.
What the hell's pudding bagging?
Not to be confused with tea bagging. Pudding bagging is where you're basically tea bagging some pudding, and then you paint somebody's face.
You dip a body part into pudding and then slap it on somebody's face or...
Yeah, your man sack. You teabag your man sack into some pudding and then you paint their face with it by gently back and forth.
Like a cat's tail?
No, like a pendulum. Swing. Just paint your face with pudding. Pudding bagging. Pudding bagging. You've been pudding bagged, boy. You've been cornholed and pudding bagged. Prison wasn't good to you. Prison didn't treat you nice. That's what you get for always eating, 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 and eating, eating cardboard. You're not supposed to be eating cardboard, kid. That's why they threw you in jail. Oh, that wasn't jail? Oh, that's your job. Sorry.
This happened to you?
Never.
Never?
Jail?
No, I had the pudding pops pulled on your face.
No, that's just something I just made up on the fly.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing that happened. That never, ever happened to me, and Velocity Boy doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah, or your community college harem.
My community college professor who thought I looked like a character from a TV show where she had dreams of me swimming shirtless with the dolphins.
She said that to you creatively, and this was science class?
Math class, And there was a dream where they were like in a couple's sex hotel.
Told you all this.
Yes, it was yes.
Is she okay looking for you?
I mean, if I was closer to her age, yes. She was at least 16 years my elder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I was her age, yes. Or maybe if she was younger, my age, yes. I don't typically date women much older than me. Maybe five years or so, you know.
If they got a good job.
Yes, if they're like independently wealthy, hedge fund, entrepreneur, CEO, president.
They don't have to be, but if they are.
They don't have to be. I'm not saying I strictly would date women just in that realm, but if they are, you know, cool. If not, life is just as good.
What's so funny, boy?
Your selection of... preferences in people. That would be both, you know, there's a lot of those women would probably argue back with you a lot. With your, both sound like you'd pick stubborn women a little bit.
I typically pick, like, you know, strong-willed women, rarely
You know, I've dated a submissive, you know, kind of squirrely girl, and just really mousy. And it was odd. I wasn't used to that. Like, you know, it was just kind of like there was no challenge there. It was like, okay, whatever I say, you know, go make me a sandwich, to use such that the derogatory remark, I would get it. You know, not that I wanted any of that. I would actually try to instill her in her, like, you know, yeah, you could say no if I ever talk to you in a manner, this or that. Because, I mean, she's always dated these. She traditionally dates.
This was a particular girl he dated.
And they dates extremely strong-willed men, and just is acclimated to that type of behavior. So when I did not exhibit such a behavior, give your arm a rest. Since I didn't exhibit such a behavior, she was unused to that. We were both unused to each other's behavior. You know, not that I dated emotionally abusive or verbally abusive ladies. It's just that, you know, strong will. Like, I'm a strong personality myself too. You know, and so when you got two strong personalities, and, you know, yeah, and add some wine and ego, a little bit of ego, then, you know, there's a lot of headbutting. Like two goats just ramming each other's heads. No, this is the side of my mountain. You cannot climb up my mountainside. So we butt heads to that effect. But yeah, so, you know, she was a little bit more timid. And I would try to instill, like, no. If I ever raise my voice or talk mean to you, tell me to shut the fuck up. Don't be afraid to. Don't be afraid to tell me what's bothering you. All that, so I tried to instill that. And nothing came to fruition. It is what it is, and here I am now, sitting here at the House of Cuckoos radio show, just doing the same thing I've always been doing for the last few years here with Mr. Urban Hippie. Can I what, Mr. Urban? He's asking me something.
I don't know exactly what it was going to be, but it wasn't that. I was going to say what we were going to play.
Oh, what are we going to play? Are we going to play Man Twister?
No. Before I was given the microphone, you were listening to Dr. Antonio explain about the love interests that have always interested him as I provoke such things from him, to the point of such exposition, which we know now in the characterization of such a strong-willed, timid young man who is upon the mountaintop of his life. Dr. Antonio Luciferi getting his doctorate in life as soon as he was born into the west side of the Cleveland Territory has knocked right, good Catholic Italian Satanist. He has knocked over things and picked things up. He has both been awarded, different sets of curtains and shoes and a couple paper awards from a teacher once, as well as sexual propositions from teachers. And he has also given sexual propositions to teachers and dairy farmers. Back in the antique days of Dr. Antonio and his family of other antique farming capabilities that were once spread upon the whole Cleveland East Western. This isn't quite the same as the award we're giving you today, of course, and that being the right. Yeah. Well, the award is that it is the award that keeps giving is that the House of Cuckoos radio show will be on next weekend as well.
Oh, say, can you see? I'll save it. I'll be waving a piece of cloth in the sky, because that's what you're supposed to do.
It's not your underwear this time. It's going to be just your pants, because there's those neighbor kids, and you don't want that happening again.
In our one-way open cul-de-sac that brings you back to where you've been before, and where the house next door is Herbie, and the house next door across the street is the House of Cocos.
Oh, yeah.
As he burped it. Salami. Burped it in cat towards meat. The microphone that cat is being meat. Shared today. It
smells like cat meat.
We have to cleanse and wipe, as always.
Like your ass? cleanse and wipe, like you're talking about your buttock.
Well, you really let the breathiness of that belch go into the microphone. Like there's still some moisture hanging in there. Like a deli.
The microphone smells like a deli, fresh cut meat from 2 weeks ago.
See, that's what Billy Joel originally was going to put in the Piano Man line, but then he changed it to the microphone smells like a beer.
Give me a microphone that smells like salami. Ya da 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 dee.
Nice Italian Jewish deli. You have a good Italian. You have a good deli breath.
Yeah.
Your belches are very deli-ish. Smoked bologna mixed with minced garlic and some kind of human stench. It's delightful when your friends share their, you know, foodly delights with you in response to the bad digestion that they have. It's all irrelevant here on the House of Cuckoos radio show. Thank you so much for listening. You're still hanging in. You're still being there. We're still rolling around. We're still looking for that cash cow that is the winner of the internet, in which someday we might be.
You won the internet. What do you get? You get access to the internet.
And you get to stay on the internet as we give it the old one-eye look at it from the pyramid of the cuckoo building.
The old cross-eyed, one-eyed cuckoo look. Huh? How can you have one cross-eyed?
You work on it. That's how you do it.
The microphone up to me doing the one-eyed look like he's supposed to be play-by-play calling what I'm doing, yet I'm trying to make the one-eyed cross-eyed cuckoo look, and then he puts the microphone up to my eye like you could hear my eye doing the look. He's supposed to be commentating the look, but not
that was not described to me to do. Okay. So he's winking down to get one cross eye going. It's hard. Only certain birds can do it, and you're not that bird.
Yes, I'm not the cross-eyed cuckoo bird. The one-eyed cross-eyed cuckoo bird.
Yes, that sees inside itself when it looks across the other way. That's what's going to make you see. Exactly. Once you do, you realize all that you are, and you say, cuckoo it.
I saw myself.
You sell by yourself. Are you doing any magic tricks this weekend for anybody? Are you going to attempt to do any magic, any card tricks? Are you going to saw anyone in half, fall down a hole, anything you're doing, getting locked up in some water?
Naked tap dancing.
On a fire or some electrical grid?
Just naked tap dancing. See, the trick of that is being able to naked tap dance without getting arrested while being in public. That's the trick.
You're going to be on public square just like when you were galloping earlier?
Yes. Naked tap dancing. The magic trick is not to get arrested. Can I continue to do it for a half hour without getting arrested?
After 2 a.m. downtown Cleveland, yeah, they thin the cops out there.
So you got to pick your time. Man arrested in Cleveland at 3 a.m. for tap dancing naked.
2 minutes ago.
Son of a bitch, you broke it. You broke my streak. No pun intended. Yeah, I was trying to naked tap dance here at downtown Cleveland. I got here at like 20 after. So I would try to go for the half hour run.
Taser him.
Look at the flop. You ever tased a naked man before, Officer Bob?
Fun.
It's like it moves involuntarily on its own. I guess it does have its own mind.
Get the gun if you don't stop shooting.
If you don't stop tap dancing, shoot him. Tap dancing, tap dancing, tap dancing, look-alike. Naked tap dancing, look-alike, tap dancing. In downtown Cleveland, we just tased his ass.
They tasered you and you're still laying there twitching, but your feet keep tapping.
Yeah, now your feet are like...
Bent down and pointing up and everything, dancing around. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop the dance once it's in you. You have to do the bends, you have to do the walk-arounds, you have to go up and down, you have to put your leg up and go, oh, I'm feeling the groove, I'm feeling the groove, I'm feeling the groove, I'm feeling the groove, I'm feeling the groove. Or some bullshit like that.
I'm still dancing.
No, we're not dancing no more. Now that the spins are kicking in from all the heavy coffee and the jumping around now, from once we get excited and we get into the House of Cuckoos spirit that gets shined down upon you.
This is
the wonderful
artist.
Days, the wonderful days, the wonderful days.
I should call the band Unknown Artist, and just name
every time them. People look up Unknown Artist, it's going to be confusing.
Yeah, I just call myself the Unknown Artist and name every band, like you know, name this Unknown album. This is his band's Unknown album.
untitled track.
And I can be various artists.
Yes. I'm unknown artist. You're various artist. There you go. There's our new monikers. Let's start a band. So, you know, my first album will be called Unknown Album, and the first track will be called Untitled Track 1. Yeah. Untitled Track 2, Untitled Track 3, or Unknown Track. There you go. So keep it with the unknown. Unknown artist, unknown album, unknown track 1 through 17. It's my album. And flew, I've got big shoes, I'm running around like a clown.
Well, that's good. That's all right. You didn't have any surgeries or any circumcisions or haircuts this week, did you?
No.
Did you shave at all this week?
I had butt hair implants done.
The butt hair.
Putting in or taking out?
Putting in, so my ass cheeks are more hairier.
Are you losing hair? Do you get hair on the soap?
No, it's just I wake up and all my ass hair is missing. You're like, where are we going with this? I wasn't expecting this.
I was gonna ask if you ever you never get hair on your soap at all as you're washing from
And then I rinse off the hair off the soap.
It has to be off before the shower's over, correct? Or do you leave it? There's some people that will leave it if you accidentally pass by their shower and you see they have like hairs, even if it's their own head hair on there.
Hairy soap. I use Hairy Soap. Ass Wax brand Hairy Soap.
Oh, they're using a brand. It's not that there's actually hair wrapped up on it and the guests can see.
It's a brand of soap.
Yes, if the hair is there, I want to get it off and be clean, make the soap look it's clean, ready to go next round.
It's all thrown off the bar, so if you use the soap and then it's like hair still in the bar, you may have like,
come out, man.
This shaggy little bar of hair soap. Like, oh! It
acts as a scrubber.
Yeah, it does. It acts as its own self loofah.
It's made from real donated hair from those that have passed away.
From
the dead horse that's been beaten from all of Donald Trump's speeches.
Yeah. or Donald Trump hair.
Yes. All the hair of the above. That's what you want scrubbing on your body. It'll make you round-faced and cherubic for the most enduring times of your life that are about to come, because you're going to just get through it and keep your lips out and your chin kind of fishtailed and your brow furrowed, because you too be able to snub the rest of the world while it crumbles beneath you. Go for it. Do it. Americana way. Join the comrade who's just running it. Comrade or Trumpo. Thank you. They've got new ones.
Ooh, doggy.
It's the House of Cuckoos radio show.
What commentary we can do? Right on the spot, blog spot kind of thing.
Maybe you can add some cuckoo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gibberish in the process.
Anything like just to keep the smiles up or the thoughts thinking. Sometimes it's cynical ways that we have to say it in a way that's, you know, trying to reach out.
We will also have to, of course, mention our sponsors once in a while, because, you know, that's what we do. We have to.
But it's our
cat, ass wax.
Yes, our.
You know.
Sponsors.
Yeah, our.
Not outside sponsors. No, we don't have an outside sponsor on this at the moment.
All of our sponsors are affiliated and or subsidiaries of the House of Cougars.
Right. So we're sponsoring ourselves throughout.
Yeah. An interdimensional.
Yes. We don't.
Multiverse.
And who knows, you know, if we ever get syndicated where we'll have to do commercials.
Yeah, we're.
Wouldn't that be
actually
crazy?
We would enjoy the syndicated market here, but our focus is on this one dimension that's ruled by just beautiful women.
And ways of thinking. And men for the men, and women for the women, and men for the women, and women for the men, and, you know, the whole, everybody cross-pollinates in their own way, and in their own dimension. And you pick your own thing, you pick your own tunnel or reality or suit. But as long as you're harmonious and you're yourself.
Yes, you must be willing.
I mean,
you must be willing to accept everything about yourself.
I'll do what you like.
Your positives and the bad side. to be able to accept that, own up, fess up to your faults, to your shortcomings, and then it'll open. That portal to
interdimensional
reality is going to open up to you.
Unless you're in the wrong culture at the wrong time doing it, you know.
You never know. There are a lot of closed-minded cultures out there.
Oh, yes.
We exist outside of our own culture. The House of Cuckoos is a culture in and of itself.
Right. Not a subculture.
It's not a subculture. It's its own. It's not even a counterculture.
It's kind of a tabletop culture, you know.
It's an alpha culture.
Yeah. Or alfalfa culture, because it keeps coming up all the time.
It is an elitist culture, the House of Cuckoos. But it is also a humble culture.
A humble elitist.
A willing and accepting culture.
Humble elitists.
Was a performance by Purple Johnson Blip Situation with Gregory the Cockroach. Wasn't that great? From their release Satanic Mechanic in the Sky. Purple Johnson Blip Situation are Captain Norwood, Grimes, and Captain Peter, because www.reverbnation.com/PJBS Music, Facebook and YouTube. Wah!
Humbleista.
Humbleista Thakite. We have our followers are Humbleistas.
Humbleista Thakites.
Yeah, but then would that be contradictive to what you just said about what we are?
Well, that's one sector.
Well, if we have followers like that.
That's one sector of the Thakites. There's many.
Many sectors of the one Thakite, or many Thakites of the one sector?
They're a little bit more violent, if you will.
In Scandinavian.
Malo Thakologia.
That's a lot like the theology.
Thakologia. Well, it is. I mean, it's a theology.
Anne Rice.
Thakology.
Yeah. The theology of Anne Rice.
Yeah, no.
Where Jesus drank blood or something, I think.
Jesus was a vampire.
That was Jesus vampire. Anne Rice's Jesus, just kidding. No, that's not the biblical Jesus so much as Anne Rice's Jesus that we're talking about.
The vampire
about.
Christ.
Yeah, there's the buddy Christ, now there's the vampire Christ.
Vampire Moses and werewolf Judas.
Werewolf Judas. Flip its head, it turns around
vampire
to werewolf.
Vampire Jesus.
Gothic biblical figures.
Gothic Christ, yes.
Gothic Quran figures.
As if they were like He-Man action figure likes. Get Gothic Christ. Vampire
Torah.
Christ. Limited edition Fetish Christ.
Moses. Holy Moses.
And Fetish Moses in actual bondage gear.
And we'll leave Uncle Muhammad alone. He's always a cranky one.
Yeah.
He's all fidgety and
BDSM
fussy.
Buddha.
Yeah. Buddha's like, as long as you're not connected to it,
man, you just let it go.
Then it's all fine.
No. Well, let yourself go.
But that's even
slow
enough.
And low. That is the tempo.
Hi, I'm George from the Hedonism Place. Do you like your hedonism as much as I like my hedonism?
With lots of whipped cream.
Hedonism can come in any flavor, in any style, in any kind of way you want. Most hedonism is just a break from the culture of the way you think you were brought up for.
Deseo Portuguese chica.
Yeah, that's right. You can do anything you like here at this magical land, because we're a new foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Laughter, too, is part of hedonism. Where you two can tickle like a fairy, or you can laugh like a drunken sailor.
You tickled me, buddy.
Oh, you look at that. You're there, you pink willy winky.
But it's all in the mind. What we do is enter this mind chip. In one quick surgery. And what you do is you believe that you feel. There was a movie called Vanilla Sky that brought this on. We followed the technology. You can be anywhere you want and do whatever when you want to do. Hedonism is just a part of the brain as a nerve function. That was one good chocolate-covered Twinkie. At the Hedonism Institute, all you have to do is lay there. Your body's left untouched, and it's almost like you're in a weird movie itself. You can be forever on the toilet, forever in a sexual position. Forever eating that delicious candy bar, forever enjoying that youthful moment of riding your bike for the first time. It's everything you ever thought of and remembered as past and wanted to ever do.
No.
We have special violent trips.
No.
Soft trips.
Look at the flowers.
Smell them. Childhood scar trips.
No.
No ceiling plate. And the wonderful favorite, drug trip I never took.
Oh my god. This is awesome. Oh my god. What? People do this? Why do people do this? Oh my god. This is cool.
Tried Hedonism Institute. Why don't you just go to our website? If you find something on the website, it's not really us. We keep it a secret. So you'll have to find your way to hedonism by your own mind. And once your mind is out there, we'll locate it and invite you in via Assbook.
Assbook.
We'll send a message to your ass via Assbook to reach your brain, which will let you know of our neural technology that'll bring you hedonism. Hedonism in your brain instantly at your home. You can lay down at your own place or come to our laboratories, but wait for our invitation. Just keep up your hedonistic ways and see what happens.
Comes out.
This isn't funny, this is serious. We'll offer it to you. You don't even want to know the cost. It just has to cost the rest of your life. It's the trade-off. Some used to call it a promise with the devil, but now we just call it good science that makes good money.
Take all your money.
Hedonism way from the brain.
Your money.
Sponsored by...
All your money.
Assbook.
And...
Assbook.
Your money.
And more of...
Your life.
And some more of your...
Money.
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 It's hedonism. Money's even hedonism. Whatever hedonism you want, the Hedonism Institute. Tis hedonism. But if you're just hedonism follower, then it's okay. Eat some more pie.
Well, there you are in the show. Yes. Hedonism Institute, I don't know.
They're a new sponsor of ours.
I don't know, you know, some people might. The lights went out for a minute.
The lights went out in the cuckoo house. That's right.
But, 77. But it looks interesting for some people. The concept is cool, that you get your brain to be wherever you think you want to be.
A microchip. There you are. I mean, how do you know when to get out of that?
Well, that's it. You're there.
Forever?
Stuck.
Are you stuck? Is there, like, you know, do you set a time limit? Is there a minimum? Is there a maximum time?
I don't know. You know, they didn't give us the details. You have to find them, but they'll connect to you on your brain. But that way, you have to connect in hedonism or sinful ways according to some faiths or whatever.
Hedonism
or culture ideas.
Not sinful, it's beautiful.
And so it depends on the extent of what hedonism is.
Eating chocolate.
If it's dropping nuclear bombs on countries, then that probably isn't good hedonism.
If that's what gets you off, don't do it by me.
Well, there you go. That's just it. The hedonism needs to have its respectful bounds.
No violence.
As long as everything's in agreement without hurting somebody else. But if no two people agree that they
imposed
get...
imposed upon anybody else's...
Two people agree, they get off on hurting one
has
person.
Has to be consensual, you know? It has to be safe, I would say, right?
But if it's true hedonism, it would be without consent because that's the hedonistic way for the attacker, probably.
Well, that's if you're going from that kind of route. But, so you know, what? You're doing a consensual...
The power of the word of hedonism could go, you know... But, of course, the way we like to think of it, at least here in America, is the nice, just a lot of sex, a lot of...
What is your fetish? Twitter us.
Yeah.
What is your fetish while listening to the House of Cuckoos?
Yeah, if you have a weird peanut butter jelly thing, or if you just like...
Peanut butter jelly!
Or if you just like, you know, put the cat on top of the speaker and watch the static stop. Oh, there goes the cat.
I hate you, I hate you, I really do. I hate you, I hate you, I fucking do. I like nothing about you, your eyes, your nose, your teeth, your hair, underwear, everything, even down there. I hate you, I do, I hate you, I hate you, I really do. I hate you, I hate you, I fucking do. I look at you and I feel sick, I want to puke. Oh yes I do. My stomach hurts, the mere mention of your name. Your face appears and I know it is true. I hate you, I hate you, yes I really do. I hate you, I hate you, yes I fucking do. Yes I fucking do. Ooh, 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 ooh. I fucking hate you. Ooh, 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 ooh. I fucking hate you.
I fucking hate you.
I hate you. I hate you. I really do. I hate you. I fucking do.
Why did the skeleton go to the barbecue? To get another rib.
Oh. How dare you make fun of the dead? Look at, there's another anti-undead joke in here. What do zombies like to eat at barbecues? Halloweenies!
And then, oh, blonde joke. Maybe these are kids' jokes from the 80s or something?
Yeah.
Why did the blonde throw her favorite doll on the grill? She thought it was a Barbie.
Cute.
Like Barbie doll. Oh, here's a redneck one.
You might be a redneck if you've ever barbecued spam on the grill.
Now here's just a traditional zinger. Your mama is so fat, she sweats barbecue sauce.
That's great. Glenn Danzig and his wife were working in their garden one day.
Go ahead, read.
When Glenn Danzig looks over at his wife and says, "Your butt is getting really big. I bet your butt is bigger than a barbecue." With that, he proceeded to get a measuring tape and measured the grill, and then went over to where his wife was working and measured his wife's bottom. "Yeah, I was right. Your butt is 2 inches wider than the barbecue." The wife chose to ignore her husband, Glenn Danzig. Later that night in bed, Glenn Danzig was feeling a little frisky. He makes some advances towards his wife, who completely brushes him off. "What's wrong?" he asks. She says, "Do you really think I'm going to fire up that big-ass grill for one little weenie?" Oh, mother!
Yes, terrible, awful jokes if you're just tuning in to House Cuckoos. So this isn't what the whole show is.
So here, what are some pickup lines you would use at a barbecue?
Hi, your potato salad tastes good. So, how recently did your husband die?
Are those real?
You asking me, are the lines real, or is that a line you used?
A line I would use.
You're talking about the meat on the grill, right?
Yes.
You mean the breast? You can ask that legitimately, not to the grill, yeah. Are those real? Is that real meat, or is it...
Are those real? You looking at my breasts? Yeah, your chicken breasts look kind of flaccid. Are those...
Are these Walmart brand?
Yeah. Are they free-range chickens? Or they're not getting enough walks? You know, I'm sure you got better pickup lines than that.
Okay.
Other than how's your potato salad. All right, but
now this was picked up from a different site. I think this was... I don't even know where this one's from. I should have wrote these sites down.
These may be bad.
Barbecue pickup lines. But they don't even make sense. I mean, this must have been written by somebody who doesn't speak English, I'm thinking now. Now, if you're reading, like, read him in Trotsky Bologanov's voice.
Trotsky?
Like, the second one.
Hey, baby, can I fry my bacon in your hot sizzling grill? Hey, you remember that barbecue when I slapped my meat on your grill?
This isn't...
All the same thing. Are you going to the barbecue?
What barbecue?
My meat in your grill!
This is like...
Hey, baby, can I crack my eggs in your hot sizzling grill?
That doesn't even make sense.
What? Are you coming to the barbecue? Because you love my meat in your mouth.
This is a character.
Oh, wow. He's bad.
Based on these pickup lines, he shows up at every barbecue and is the worst chauvinist guy I can imagine.
I'm from Bolchekadov. I'm Trotsky Bologanov from Bolchekadov.
We broke away.
We sprinted from other countries to make our own.
So be careful with the humor you look for on the internet.
Oh, this is just terrible jokes. And you leave it to Trotsky Bologanov to read terrible jokes. You Americans write bad jokes. You're paying me still for this, right?
I
do I look fucking Irish to you?
No, but I am. Now get out.
Trotsky Bologanov will put the foot in your boot.
The return of Trotsky Bologanov to the House Cuckoos.
First time ever.
Well, in the previous incarnations of us before it was a radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-radio show days.
That was a character I created to entertain Velocity Boy back in high school. Yeah. Back in high school.
Oh, my God!
Trotsky Bologanov. Velocity would get a kick out of that. Hey, Town, do Trotsky! And I would do Trotsky.
This is Velocity Boy, and you are listening to the House of Cuckoos.
Hooray!
And then there was Grandma Horowitz and her seven sons. Grandma Horowitz, a 92-year-old woman who rides Harley still. She has her own bitch on the back.
Great.
Damn. Well, Mr. Yeo has been sending aluminum foil messages to us. It appears he's seen some wrestling stuff.
Oh!
But I have to grab the music for a moment, so you'll have to stretch on and discuss other things of him for a moment whilst I grab that track.
It depends if,
He's speaking...
If he's done. He probably has a lot to report because it's been a while since we had a wrestling report. So give it a moment. Let's let him finish.
Perhaps.
I will boot you. So...
So,
it's been a while since Mr. Yee reported us. Whoa!
Hey, buddy, he's on the air. It's been a while.
Since I first smelled you.
Perhaps I will boot you.
From me ass.
Booting your ass, yeah. So, it is... Looks like Mr. Yee has a lot to say. Don't know if he's done yet.
And you don't know what you got till it's gone.
No. Don't know what you got! Till it's done!
That wasn't ZZ Top. ZZ Top is getting a musical in Vegas made for them.
ZZ Top is
based
getting
on
a musical.
I think they're piecing a story based on their songs. Like, they took songs and somebody created a story out of the music.
The musical Sharp Dressed Man. Sharp Dressed Man!
Every girl crazy by the Sharp Dressed Man.
She's got legs!
If you're really out of touch with rock, they're the two guys with the sunglasses and the long beards
long
on the guitar.
Long, pointy beards. Tube
and then the guy playing drums has a mustache and his last name is Beard.
Yes, and he's beardless.
But, yeah.
he's mustachioed.
But Billy Gibbons is the good. He's an awesome guitar player, too. He's pretty laid
Texas
back.
Texas Trio. It's a vision to see. See? It's a vision to see.
Others know him for the one time they played for the first inauguration of George Bush just because he was Texan.
He's a Texan. Well, he wasn't born in Texas. George Bush was born in Connecticut. Jeb was born in fucking
I don't know what to tell you.
Come on.
Anyways, but it says it's going to have all, plus all the big songs. She's good length.
So it's described as outrageous body musical rap about a Lone Star auto mechanic who becomes a modern day Robin Hood stealing hearts and car parts with the help of his merry band of beer drinkers and Hellraisers.
That's a song.
A rock musical with a wicked sense of humor and a heart as big as Texas. Deep in the heart, Mr. Yeo is housed in the facility, which is in the heart of Texas. Is that not right, Mr. Yeo? Deep in the heart of Texas, the facility you reside. It is. It's surrounded by like large moats with giant woolly crocodiles.
But here's the thing with that thing, though. Here's just kind of made me kind of get that. You know, get that little kind of barf up feel for a second. It says the book is being written, though. One of the guys wrote the teleplays for Fox TV's Grease Live and The Christmas Story Live.
So they're turned into a book?
Both were just...
Eh!
Yeah.
Eh!
Rough works of pop art.
Eh! We're gonna just give it to the people because they're gonna watch it. We're never gonna watch it. It's just for the advertisers. What do we gotta do?
Yeah.
It's all about the advertisers. Get the advertisers. What are the advertisers gonna attach to? We know people are gonna watch
whatever it. Whatever the littlest kids will watch.
And nostalgic moms and their fat daughters and video game geek jerking off sons. That's me.
It's okay.
Yeah. It is okay there, Billy.
Don't gotta get upset if somebody takes away the video game for a second.
Dear Lord, in a quarter.
Because it's the Hot Cuckoo's radio show. Trying to find guidance in your own self-thoughts isn't even worth it if you're going to try to go cuckoo full-time, because then that way you always kind of have your head kind of floating away for a moment.
Buck Wallace.
And then kind of coming back at you. It is kind of what a Buck Wallace thing would do. I guess if you get into that kind of self-help guru kind of thing, you know, they got to kind of push it on you and make yourself feel self-fulfillment and all that as long as you buy the books and continue the story.
He's a self-help tennis shoe guru.
He is. So he knows everything about tennis shoes.
Yes.
And helps you do what with it?
He helps you find the right life shoe. The perfect tennis shoe and for the life balance that you need.
Ah. What if you don't play tennis?
You don't need to play tennis to have tennis shoes.
Oh.
So don't you own a pair of tennis shoes?
Can you call them sneakers? Like,
well, yes, the rest of the United States? Guess sneakers. I guess, but he doesn't. He's old fashioned.
Right.
Prefers tennis shoe.
We say
pop. It sounds to him. It sounds more elegant. Like sneakers sounds like you're doing something wrong, inappropriate.
Well, that's why they're quiet shoes.
They're sneakers.
Soft soul.
The devil's in control. Hot dogs. Yes, but Buck Wallace, the self-help sneaker guru, how's that? Do you prefer that? Is that better for you?
That's what you said the first time.
I said tennis shoe guru.
Oh.
You said sneaker, so I replaced tennis shoe with sneaker.
Okay, so then what does he self-help you?
Like I said, to find the perfect sneaker.
What happens when you do find it?
Then you'll feel balance in your life. You'll feel more happier because your feet are happy. Your feet are comfortable and happy. If your feet are comfortable and happy, then you will be comfortable and happy. Always wear a smart, sensible shoe. Take it from Rachel Maddow.
Well, I have to buy his whole line of books, of cookbooks, if I do this?
Those, yes, you do. His cookbooks, because
he'll find me the
healthy
shoe.
Eating gives healthy feet. It's all about making your foot happy. That's why he will find you the best sneaker.
What if they're missing a foot or have damage or something like that?
Well, he'll help you find another balance. Maybe you require a better prosthetic, and maybe he can help find that. You know, make you feel whole again if you feel as if you're
what
not.
Is this leg made of?
Paper mache.
Just stuck on the rain.
Don't lean on it.
And don't go in the rain.
Yeah, stay out of the rain. Don't shower with it on. It's for aesthetic value.
$500, please. You can make it payable.
What?
I've helped you.
I didn't ask for this. Next time, if you're going to do it...
Well, you have to do it yourself. That's why. Self-empowerment.
Give me a steel reinforced paper mache frame.
He's touched me already, Dr. Antonio. I've got it now, man.
Buck Wallace, wear the shoes. They feel good on your feet.
Something's amiss in the electrical.
Oh, no. Are we clacking, stacking, scrackling? Yeah. If anything happens, I didn't do it.
I just want to watch the slimies go up and down in the lava.
Blame it on the urban hippie. Blame it on Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Lorraine. Not Lorraine Newman, just the city of Lorraine. Blame it on Lorraine. There are West Side Akron.
It's the House of Geekies Radio Show.
like to shit myself up on that tallest shelf. Whenever I need to have my feet relax, I shit down. I take a seat and I sit down. I diddy do. I shit myself. Every time I sit, I shit, I have a fit. This little bit in pieces, I found the Reese's pieces. They make me shit.
They do?
They make me poo.
That's slacks.
They really do. I take a poop. I take a poop. I take a poop too. I take a poop. I take a poop. How about you? Just leave me one. I'll leave a poop. I left a poop in your bowl, but I flushed it down. I don't take poops. I leave them. I leave them. I don't take poops. I leave them. Then I flush them. I take a poop. Who took my poop? I left it, not for you. Who took my poop? Take a poop from me. Did you take it from me? Wanna take a poop from me? I wanna give one to you. He's a poop grip. He's a poop grip. I'm gonna leave. One, two, three. I'm gonna poop. I don't take poops. I leave them. I don't take poops. I leave them. I leave a poop. And I'll sign for you. I'll put your name on the poop. Yep, I really will. I'll take a poop just for you. But I'll leave you too. Mm-hmm. I'll leave a poop. I'll leave a poop. I'll leave a poop. I'll leave a poop. Leaving that poop.
Did it.
Did it. Did it. Did it. Did it.
You're doing it again.
Oh, shit.
I let it go. The refs are all drunk, too.
The refs. Just let them do it, man. It's up, man. Nobody's going to tell. Dude, it's on TV. Kids are watching. The 2020 Drunken Olympics probably presents to you.
Isn't that the ref that voted Republican?
Not safe for work Olympics.
Brought to you by all political parties.
Because they don't care anymore.
Well, they have this much in them.
They just want to pay for your point of view to be swayed by that. That's it. Don't blame the media. The media is just the tool.
They're just making money off of it.
You don't blame the hammer. You don't blame the hammer for hitting the nail. It's that who's holding the nail. That's what the media, that's what people, oh, the media's fault. No, the media is controlled by those in power.
Making money off of all this.
Yeah.
Not just exploiting it. Even in a mild way. If that much money with
but
that.
But the media is controlled by
people
those
keep watching corporate, big corporate.
When you
news.
Got.
Because it's got more action. It's got more colors. We got more graphs.
Of the biggest corporations own all the media.
And we got no time before you get ranting.
So they own all the media. And then they pander to all the sides. Because they just need your viewership. They need your advertising or revenue.
The following is Dr. Antonio's opinion.
You're
on House Cuckoos. But it is House Cuckoos. And we want you to remember to be cuckoo. The cuckoo is not to be upset. Not to be anxiety ridden. Not to be unhappy, it's time to be cuckoo and get slappy. Don't let Dr. Antonio beat you down.
Man, it's all goofy.
But it's all silly. The House of Cuckoos radio show.
Cuckoos are in the house.
At House of Cuckoos, wherever you found us at the House of Cuckoos, I believe on the TikToks and all that. Dr. Antonio is on Twitter, but you gotta find him. We'll have to hunt him.
Dr. Luciferi.
Dr. Luciferi at.
No, well, you can put the dot in the search and you'll find the at name. But without the
House of Cuckoos.
Cuckoo!
What? Ah! Help me!